Hey, this is Mac.
And this is Eric.
From the Greatest Mixtape Podcast, back with another episode of That Song. Hey, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Did it! Yes.
Good intro, bro.
Oh, that's, man.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
It Takes Two by the legendary MC Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock from the 1988 album of the same name, It Takes Two, featuring, of course, the iconic sample from Lynn Collins' 1972 song, Think About It, which was written and produced by who, Eric?
Mr. James Brown, the godfather of soul.
The hardest working man in showbiz.
That's him.
But think about it, dude. Let's talk about the time frame. 1988.
Sure.
Right? We are neck deep in heavy metal. That's all we care about.
Yes, absolutely.
And then this song comes out.
Yeah.
And we tried to hide the fact that we loved it. Right? You'd be at a party and it would come on. You'd be spitting right along with Rob Bass and hoping no one saw you.
Yep. Again, we've talked about this so many times, man. We were such idiots, man. This is one of the gems, one of the gifts of being older. Yep. I don't want to say old because we're not quite old yet, but we're older. Right. I'm going to say that.
Sure.
But the older you get, the less you give a shit about what other people think about the music you love. And yes, right, when we were young, there was a time where if it wasn't, you know, metal or hard rock or whatever you want to call it, you know, yeah, we had to pretend we didn't like it, man. But there were certain songs, man, that just, right, behind closed doors, man, you loved it. And It Takes Two is one of those jams, dude.
Oh, I mean, you know, you talk about white kids growing up in the suburbs getting turned on to hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, of course you had Run DMC and, you know, sure, that's what started it all for us, Beasties. But this song, we had never really heard, you know, the sampling like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and just,
oh, for
just
sure,
a repetitive hook over and over again. You'd think you'd get sick of it, but no, you take another 10 minutes for the song once it's over.
Yeah, totally. And I remember, too, that came out right about a time where we were kind of like towards our, you know, end of our high school years, if you will. And shortly after that, I kind of got into like mobile DJing and working in clubs and things, mm-hmm, like that. And that was one of those songs I was so excited to be, you know, doing mobile DJ work and nightclub work because that song was so popular and I loved it so much. I finally had an excuse to play it at really loud volumes at weddings or at a club. And God, I had so much fun playing that song because it's just so good and it's so infectious and it's just so much fun. That's one of those songs I don't even care if you don't like hip hop, that song comes, right, on and you can't help but bob your head and just kind of, cause it's just, it feels good. It's a feel good, right, song.
And it's easy to sing along to, like, you know, it's, totally, not too complex, right? And you can learn the words quickly. Before you know it, you're doing it right along with Rob Bass.
Totally.
Yeah, dude. And speaking of the lyrics.
Yeah.
One of the most misquoted lyrics in the history of music.
Oh, okay. Lay it on me.
Don't smoke Buddha. Can't stand sense.
Sense, yes, not sex.
Sense, not, yeah, sex.
Not sex, right? Yeah.
Everyone mixed that up. But remember, like, why doesn't this cat like sex, man?
I know. I remember being young and doing this. I'm like, what do you mean you don't like sex? Who doesn't like sex?
Right.
Even if I didn't know what sex was at that point. I hadn't had it myself, but I assume it was good.
I assume.
Yeah, sense. Don't smoke.
Right,
it.
As in sense of mia.
Yeah, exactly.
Marijuana.
Mary Jane, if you will.
But I'm sure there's still people that misquote that.
Oh, I'm 1,000% sure of it.
Yeah, and we'll never face the fact of what it really is. They just, no, it's sex. I'm sticking with sex.
Right, sure. Why not? Oh, but, God, that's great.
But let's talk about how, and along with all the verses, that chorus is just so much fun, too.
Oh, God, the hook is so, it just stays in your head, man.
Right, yeah. Can't say enough about Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock, for giving us the gift of It Takes Two.
One of the greatest classic hip-hop songs ever, if you ask me.
Absolutely, dude. All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of That Song. Be sure to check back soon for a new episode. and also catch up on any regular full-length episodes of the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Until next time, my name is Mac.
And I'm Eric.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.